This article will be studied during the week of December 28th through January 3rd. Examine the Scriptures daily. Theme text: They accepted the Word, carefully examining the Scriptures daily. Acts 17:11. Psalm 162, My Spiritual Need. Focus: Encouragement to consider the day's text and suggestions on how to do so.
Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question: What has Jehovah's organization done to provide a scripture for daily consideration? And where are the day's texts now published?
In 1905, Jehovah's organization published a book entitled Daily Heavenly Manna for the Household of Faith. That publication provided a scripture text along with comments from Zion's Watchtower that brothers and sisters could read each day of the year. Jehovah's people used the same book until 1927, when the text and comments began to be published in the yearbook.
The footnote reads, "For languages in which the yearbook was not available, the Watchtower listed the scripture text along with a reference indicating where readers could find the related Watchtower comments."
We were then able to consider a wider variety of Bible texts, along with insightful comments from the Watchtower. In 1986, the organization began publishing daily texts in a booklet called Examining the Scriptures Daily. This publication is now available in over 300 languages. And where else can you find the day's text? Right on the homepage of the JW Library app and Watchtower Online Library, that is, wol.jw.org, and in Watchtower Library.
Paragraph 3. Question: What can make it challenging to consider the day's text regularly, and what will we consider in this article?
Because we live busy lives, some of us struggle to consider the text each day. In this regard, we will answer three questions. What Bible example can motivate us to examine the Scriptures daily? Why is it good for us to consider each day's text? How might we do so? A motivating Bible example.
Paragraph 4. Question: With what attitude did the Bereans listen to the Apostle Paul's preaching?
Our theme text describes the attitude of a group of Jewish listeners whom the Apostle Paul preached to in the Macedonian city of Berea.
Acts 17:10 and 11 reads,
"Immediately by night, the brothers sent both Paul and Silas to Berea. On arriving, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they accepted the word with the greatest eagerness of mind, carefully examining the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so."
Those Bereans were not listening to Paul with a critical attitude. The Bible describes them as noble-minded people who accepted the word he was preaching. As they compared what Paul was saying with what they read in the Scriptures, they could discern that Paul was teaching the truth. We do something similar when we listen to a talk at a congregation meeting or at a convention or an assembly. We follow along as the speaker reads to us from God's Word. Thus, we can be confident that the speaker is telling us the truth.
Paragraph 5. Question: How did the Bereans benefit from examining the Scriptures daily?
Many of the Bereans became believers. Acts 17:12. But trouble was brewing. Jews from Thessalonica came to Berea to incite and agitate the crowds against this new teaching. Acts 17:13. However, those new Christians were not intimidated. Their daily study of the Scriptures had convinced them that they had found the truth, and they no doubt stood firm in the faith. A daily consideration of God's Word can strengthen us, too, as we face life's challenges. Why consider each day's text?
Paragraph 6. Question: Why should we consider the text each day?
We consider the text each day because it helps us focus our attention on Jehovah and on our worship. As our God, Jehovah deserves our attention and our worship. He loves us and wants us to have everlasting life. Bible examples show that Jehovah is pleased when we worship Him every day. Many find it helpful to use the day's text as a starting point for a daily spiritual routine that includes prayer, Bible reading, and meditation.
The following is supplementary information. Bible examples of daily worship. The law of Moses called for daily sacrifices. Jehovah told Joshua to read the law and meditate on it day and night. Joshua 1, 8, and footnote. Jehovah commanded the kings of Israel to make for themselves a copy of God's law and to read it daily. The psalmist recommended taking delight in reading God's law day and night. Psalm 1, 1 through 3. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. The book of Revelation depicts the great crowd rendering God sacred service day and night. Revelation 7:15. Returning to the article. Paragraphs 7 and 8. Question. What additional reasons do we have for considering the text each day?
We consider the daily text because it is a good use of our time.
Ephesians 5:15 and 16 reads,
"So keep strict watch that how you walk is not as unwise, but as wise persons, making the best use of your time, because the days are wicked."
What better way could we use our time than to spend a few minutes each day absorbing the thoughts of our loving Heavenly Father? We consider the daily text because it strengthens us to face the day's troubles. Jesus said that each day will have its own troubles. Matthew 6:34. Just as He stated, we face challenges each day. But in this same Bible passage, Jesus assures us that Jehovah is fully aware of what we are going through and what we need. Matthew 6:25-32. By considering the text, we turn our attention from our anxieties to the help that Jehovah provides. For example, a teenage sister felt guilty because of a past mistake and wondered if Jehovah had forgiven her. In prayer, she asked Jehovah to help her feel convinced of His forgiveness. Then she read the day's text. It was Psalm 86:5, which says, "You, O Jehovah, are good and ready to forgive. You abound in loyal love for all those who call on You." She said, "I immediately felt at peace and was so grateful that Jehovah had provided me with the comfort I needed." That experience encourages me to consider the text every day.
Paragraph 9. Question. How did one day's text help our brothers and sisters in Ukraine?
The day's text often includes reminders that help us to trust in Jehovah when we face life's troubles. Proverbs 3:5-6. For example, the day that the war between Russia and Ukraine started, the text was taken from Isaiah 30:15, which says, "Your strength will be in keeping calm and showing trust." That verse brought comfort to our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. For example, a brother named Edward said, "That text was like a breath of fresh air. My wife and I read it together early that morning. And after we prayed, it gave us the strength we needed to cope with our emotions." A sister named Svetlana related, "Isaiah 30:15 became truly special for us. We kept calling it to mind and meditating on its meaning as the heavy fighting continued around us."
Paragraph 10. Question. Why do we need courage, and how can we strengthen our courage?
We consider the day's text because it strengthens our determination to remain faithful. We need courage to be different from our schoolmates and workmates, to share Bible truths with others, and to stay faithful when facing persecution. When Joshua was appointed as the overseer of the nation of Israel, Jehovah told him three times to be courageous and strong. To strengthen Joshua's courage, Jehovah also directed him to read the book of the law daily.
Joshua 1:6-9 reads,
"Be courageous and strong, for you are the one who will cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers I would give to them. Only be courageous and very strong, and observe carefully the entire law that Moses my servant commanded you. Do not deviate from it either to the right or to the left, so that you may act wisely wherever you go. This book of the law should not depart from your mouth, and you must read it in an undertone day and night, in order to observe carefully all that is written in it. For then your way will be successful, and then you will act wisely. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous and strong. Do not be struck with terror or fear, for Jehovah your God is with you wherever you go."
Reading the day's text, in addition to our daily Bible reading, will help us to be strong and to remain faithful.
The picture collage for paragraph 10 shows God's people gaining strength by reading the scriptures daily. Joshua reads from the book of the law. A family considers the day's text during breakfast before they go to school or work. The picture caption reads, "We strengthen our courage by reading the scriptures daily." Paragraph 11. Question: How can considering the text help us to make spiritual progress?
We consider the day's text because it helps us to make spiritual progress. Paul told the young man Timothy to keep making progress in such areas as speaking, conduct, love, faith, and chasteness. When we consider the daily text, it gives us the opportunity to think about how we can grow as a spiritual person. A spiritual person is someone who imitates Jehovah's way of thinking and who works hard to please Him and to live by His standards.
Paragraph 12. Question: In what roles are spiritually mature men and women needed, and what can help prepare us for those roles?
We consider the day's text because it will help prepare us for future theocratic assignments. In Jehovah's organization, we need spiritually mature men and women who can help with the ever-increasing work. We need brothers and sisters who can serve as pioneers and as missionaries, as well as at Bethel, on construction projects, and in remote translation offices. We need capable and humble young men to serve as ministerial servants, elders, and circuit overseers. Jehovah wants trustworthy and dependable brothers, men who understand how to apply Bible principles to take the lead in His organization. Considering the day's text as part of your spiritual routine will teach you those principles and help prepare you for additional assignments. How might you consider the text?
Paragraph 13. Question: What is one way to consider the text?
How might you consider the daily text? Bethel families around the world begin their workday with a brief but earnest prayer to Jehovah, after which they consider the day's text. You too may choose to start with a brief prayer, asking Jehovah to help you benefit from what you are about to read. Then read the scripture in the comments. Afterward, ask yourself such questions as, how can this text strengthen my faith? How can meditating on it draw me closer to Jehovah? How might it help me face today's challenges? If you are considering the text with family or friends, why not use it as the basis for an encouraging conversation? Some find it helpful to summarize the point of the text in three or four words so that they can recall it throughout the day.
Paragraphs 14 and 15. Question: What else might we consider, and what can help us remember the text?
What are some ways you can get more out of the day's text? Try one or more of the following suggestions. 1. Highlight the main points in the Watchtower comments and meditate on them. 2. Read the cited scriptures in the comment. 3. Read the entire chapter of the Bible where the text is found. 4. Refer to the research guide for Jehovah's Witnesses or to the study notes in the Bible to learn more. 5. Read portions of the study article from which the comment is taken. If you are using the digital publication, you can navigate to the study article by clicking on the reference at the end of the comments.
The footnote reads, "The reference identifies the year and month of the Watchtower issue, the page numbers, and the paragraph numbers from which the comments are taken."
Regarding her consideration of the day's text, a 19-year-old sister named Mackenzie said, "If I take a little extra time, even just 5 more minutes, and slow down to read and think about the scripture text and comments, I am better able to remember the information."
Paragraph 16, question. When should you consider the text?
When should you consider the text? Choose a time that works well with your family's schedule. For example, some do it before or after breakfast, or before taking their children to school. As a reminder to do so, they keep a copy of Examining the Scriptures Daily on the table. Of course, when unexpected circumstances come up, you may need to be flexible and adjust your schedule.
Paragraphs 17 and 18, question. Why is it good to set a specific time for reading the text? And what can help us to be consistent?
Why is it good to set a specific time for reading the text? Because if you do not, you may not read the text at all. A 16-year-old brother named John said, "If you don't make reading the text a priority, it might never get done." Sierra, a 25-year-old sister, related, "I try to read the text first thing in the morning before the rush of the day takes over." And Rogelio, a 21-year-old brother, commented, "Setting a reminder on my phone helps me to be consistent." Make the reading of the text part of your schedule and stick to it as closely as you can. Avoid getting distracted. Isabel, a 19-year-old sister, suggested, "Tell yourself that you cannot do anything or look at anything on your cell phone until you have read the text." If just looking at your phone is a distraction, get a printed copy of Examining the Scriptures Daily and read the text before you even pick up your phone. A 19-year-old sister named Olivia commented, "One thing that helps is reading the text with others, like family or friends. When you have someone to remind you or to read it with, it is easier to stay consistent."
The picture collage for paragraph 18 depicts avoiding distractions while reading the day's text. A sister reads from a printed copy of Examining the Scriptures Daily while her phone is face down and out of reach. A phone is set to silent mode. The picture caption reads, "What will help you to avoid distractions while reading the day's text?"
Help young ones examine the scriptures daily.
Paragraph 19, question. Why is it important for young ones to establish the habit of reading the day's text? Illustrate.
Parents, if you develop the habit of reading the text with your family every day, the habit will likely stay with your children throughout their adulthood. Even if your children are young and cannot grasp the full meaning of a certain day's text, the routine itself will benefit them in the long run. Just as small seedlings can grow to be huge trees by extracting moisture from the soil each day, our young ones can be helped to grow to be solid spiritual men and women by taking a few minutes each day to consider the scripture text and comments.
Philippians 1, 9 and 10 reads,
"And this is what I continue praying, that your love may abound still more and more with accurate knowledge and full discernment, that you may make sure of the more important things, so that you may be flawless and not stumbling others up to the day of Christ."
Paragraph 20, question. how important is taking in spiritual food?
Jesus said, "Man must live not on bread alone, but on every word that comes from Jehovah's mouth." Matthew 4:4. We would not want to go a whole day without physical food. How much more important it is to take in life-sustaining spiritual food by examining the Scriptures daily. How would you answer? What reasons do we have for considering the day's text? How might we get the most out of considering the day's text? What suggestions from this article will help you consider the text every day? Psalm 94, Grateful for God's Word. End of article.